This interview with Miss Oney Beatty was recorded at 1 p.m. June 23, 1976, in her home in George West, Texas, by Deborah Edge. Mrs. Beatty is a retired teacher from the George West system. She began teaching in the system in the early 1930s and has been retired for several years. In the interview, Mrs. Beatty describes the process a teacher in rural areas encountered in securing a teacher certificate, community attitudes toward teachers, and teacher-pupil relationships.
Okay, I want to know a little bit about, you know, your background.
My background, mm-hmm. where I went to school and mm-hmm. everything?
Yes, ma'am.
I had some experience. I was going to a, well, I was reared in the country, and so it wasn't a complete high school, the school where I attended. So I went to a little town called Quinlan, and I was going to go finish high school down there. But I can't remember what caused it, but I believe they were not accredited or something. But anyway, at East Texas, it wasn't East Texas Teachers College then, it was a normal school, and they had a sub-college. It was just like high school, 11th. They didn't have the 12th grade, they had the 10th and 11th grade. So in order to get my credits, well, I went over there, and when you finished 1 year, you could get a certificate to teach for 2 years. Just like finishing a 10th grade, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I got a certificate, and I started teaching in a little rural school where I'd gone to school. And I taught there 2 years. And every summer, I'd go to school. Sometimes the schools were less than 6 months, the rural schools.
I know that.
Right. Well, they'd run out of money.
Yeah.
And so I went to, I'd go back to school over Commerce, you know, as quick as I got out of school. Sometimes I could get the last, they had the semesters different then. They'd have the spring and summer semesters divided into 2 6-week terms. And sometimes I'd get in the last 6 weeks of spring and then go all summer. And I did that and taught till I got my degree, and that took a long time. But you were lucky, you know, and if, of course, as I finished certain, like sophomore year, while your certificate, you'd get it for a longer period.
Yeah.
And I didn't get my permanent certificate, of course, till I got a degree. But meantime, now, I taught in rural schools until 1930. And I guess I had my degree when I, no, I didn't have my degree when I came down here either. I'd have to go back to school every summer and work on it. You see, some teachers started by just, in those early days, they just started by going to the courthouse and taking an exam. Do you know that?
No.
Well, they did. And I didn't get my BS degree till 1939, I believe. And then I got my master's degree in 1952. Just going back in the summer, that's a long... I got sick of school, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, when you came here, I mean, like, you know, were you teaching in a rural school when you came to George West, or was it a school here in town?
Oh, no. When I came here, I started teaching in the town school.
In the town school.
Mm-hmm. I taught 5th and 6th grade. And I went to teaching in high school in the 40s.
After
World War II. I think I went over there in 1945.
At that time, what was the community's attitude toward, you know, teachers in general? I mean, were they looked upon as professionals? You know, exactly what was the status of a teacher in the community at that time?
Well, I think that teachers were held in, they had a lot of respect for teachers. I believe they did. I always got along all right with everybody, and they were nice to me.
Were they like I know that.
But now we've had some teachers that were characters. We had one teacher, I think she was a sixth grade teacher, I can't remember. But she wore a hat in the classroom all kind of. And, because she punished one of her pupils, and this pupil's sister encountered her down on the prop's corner and sort of had a little skirmish with her. Yeah, we've had things like that happen.
Quite a few characters. What about, I know it's true now here in George West, but about, are there certain things that like the community expected a teacher to do or not to do?
Well, I don't know whether, I believe so. And if they didn't, I don't think they would be doing their duty. Do you?
No.
Don't you think teachers ought to be looked up to?
That's true.
I think so.
But
expected to certain things.
Okay, like was there any kind of things like teachers definitely were not supposed to do in terms of if they did so they would be dismissed?
Oh, well, I don't believe the restrictions here have ever been really tough, because people here, their lifestyle to me was pretty liberal, I think. You know, we used to have a PTA, and it seemed that the only ones who ever attended were the teachers, and we got tired of it, so we just dissolved it, and it didn't bother anybody. It didn't seem to. I don't know whether now some of them would like to have a PTA or not, but we haven't had one in years, because teachers were the only ones who attended.
They were really active.
Oh, we had just a few, but you know, it didn't seem to accomplish much, and I know they're really effective in some places. But this community, you know, everything revolves around the school. And I think everybody's proud of the school. We don't appreciate some of the elements that have just come in recently, because they don't seem to be to hold as high a regard for the school as our old timers. Do you think? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, you were talking about the teacher's influence or position in the community. What about the way that pupils looked at, saw teachers, their attitude toward teachers? I'm sure it's quite different than now, but you know, could you tell me from your experience, you think about the people's attitudes toward teachers back, you know, several years ago?
Well, I believe that the pupils had a higher regard for teachers than they do now. I think that's just a trend of the times.
Yeah. Okay, you were talking about the while ago, the lady that always wore a hat in the classroom. What kind of punishment were teachers allowed to use?
Oh, they had to pretty much, well, I don't know what they used to spank with. I never did do much of that. I remember one time, I never did paddle but one little girl. Of course, I didn't hurt her, and both of us cried. That wasn't too much fun. They always teach me about all the boys, you know, my old pupils that come back. They always talk about my thumping their heads.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they always tease me about.
Well, I did teachers, okay, if they didn't, you know, punish by, you know, corporal punishment, were there like other things, staying after school, this type of thing that, you know, is not seen too much anymore?
I know. Yeah, Part of that. I remember I had a little Bartlett ball one time when I was teaching in grades, and I kept him out of school because he didn't have his spelling, and I think we stayed there till about Sunday. Oh boy, he was some pupil.
Did you have any notorious, you know, pupils that were, you know, like every school has a child that, you know, all the teachers, when you say their name, they go, oh. Did y'all have one of those?
Yep, we had one of those.
Tell me about him.
He still lives in town. Yeah. He was a booger.
What kind of, you know, I know kids have their particular kind of.
But he's a good friend of mine, though.
Is he now?
Yeah, he never did finish high school. Well, now he was a type, you know, that he was a bully, like. And he'd get it in for teaching, you know, and he just wouldn't do anything. And sometimes his daddy, you know, would come up and interfere, and that's what's bad.
Yeah.
So he just quit school, you know. He wasn't going to do anything anyway. And his son is the same way right now.
What about particular, I know like the kids have, there are certain particular pranks that they're always trying to pull on teachers. Do you remember any particular pranks that the kids used to try and pull on time?
Yeah, I had, when I was teaching the grades, I had some little girls that, who were encouraged by their mothers, you know, to take off on April Fool's Day. And so, you know, every time they'd see me for I don't know how long, when they'd see me, like I was going down on one side of the street, they'd get on the other. They did this much weeks, you know. They were real cute.
With any other neat kind of things that they're just, you know, typical things that kids wanted, you know, other than maybe something, you know, we see today.
Oh, they would, I think they'd do a lot more things on holidays like Halloween and things like that. You know, Mr. Hinton was principal of the high school. You know Harry Hinton? Well, he lives next door.
No,
you've heard of him, haven't you? Well, he was high school principal for, well, several years. I don't remember how many years. And he was real young. He graduated from Memphis. He lived with his uncle and everything. And then he lived out here with another uncle. But they'd pull all kinds of things on him. But they never could get the best of him. He'd get in his car at night, you know, and he coached football too. And he'd drive around, you know, and he knew where every one of those boys lived, and they couldn't get by with one thing on him, but he'd let them have it too, but they all liked him.
Yeah.
Oh, Leroy Riser and that bunch, they were his pupils.
You were just talking.
Harris and they and I graduated.
Is he?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I bet a lot of people down there still know him. Well, some of those older teachers, if they're still there.
Were the schools segregated? Did you have segregated schools?
I can't remember what year the first Latins went to school. We were talking about that the other day, and Byron was over here looking at my annuals, and or somebody else, now who was it? We were talking about that the other day. Said in a certain year there were just two. I don't remember the first year. They all might remember the first year they went to school here, but I don't remember the first year. Most of the time, see, they'd just go to school till they finished over there, and then they just wouldn't go to school.
You mean
anymore.
over there in the Mexican camp.
But I just can't remember when they were brought in.
But they
school.
But they did have like a Mexican school over here, and then the white school over here.
Oh right, yeah.
Did the white teachers teach in the Mexican school, or were the Mexican teachers?
Minnie Mae Anderson taught over there for years, and Mrs. McKinney. Two ladies taught over there for years and years. Minnie Mae still subs over here. She's retired and she subs in the school.
When did they integrate the two?
Well, that's what I can't remember. It must have been in the 40s though.
Well, did before that time or right after they integrated, they have any minority teachers here? Like the blacks or Mexican Americans or any other kind?
They didn't have any until Emma came.
Really? And that was what, 19?
That was in the
60s.
Let me see, she's been here about, she hasn't been here more than about 6 years, has she? Or maybe more. See, she must have come latter part of the 60s. Now, I don't know why they haven't, you know. For one thing, I don't think they have applications.
But what about the kids after they integrated? You remember, did they get along well with each other?
Oh, I think our kids have always gotten along pretty well. I don't believe they've ever had too much.
There's never any kind of fights?
No. You mean whites and the Latins? I don't believe so.
They always got it. Oh, I know this is something you're going to know a lot about. Does George West have a rival in sports?
Oh, the George West, they had for many years, Three Rivers.
Three Rivers. Do you know how that got started?
Oh, I guess it gets started just like all such things get started. You know, every school has its special rival, like Kennedy and Carn City. However, Kennedy and George West have had bad names.
Is it due to
since we're in the same district?
Is it due to closeness, or was there's no definitely just the fact that they are close to each other?
Oh, I guess so. That proximity has something to do with it. And in the same, we've had the best teams in these two schools. We usually wound up playing each other the last game.
Well, did they used to pull a lot of pranks on each other? Or?
Yes. They'd hang up the bridges and things like that.
Yeah.
And come over to school, you know, the day before the game or the day evening of the game and things like that.
But otherwise, they got along, unfortunately.
Well, now, you know, it's funny. The kids, the George West and Three Rivers kids, always did a lot better than the adults. The adults were the ones that had so much venom in their blood. That's the truth. I'd get so nervous when we played those games that it just made me sick. It did.
About everything I have.